This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Juanita Carlos, last name Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, first name Juanita, date of birth 6-2-55, patient is 66 years of age, date of visit 1-12-23. This is a 66-year-old pleasant Latin American female patient here for refill of her medications and follow-up period. He's requesting a history presenting illness. This patient has history of chronic depression, generalized anxiety disorder, hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, period. Review of medicine show that patient is on lorazepam 1 milligrams twice a day, and she takes Wellbutrin 75 milligrams one a day. She's also on Paxil 20 milligrams a day, amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, and simvastatin 5 milligram once a day, and Fosamax 70 milligram once a day. She also takes losartan 50 milligrams a day. On examination, she weighed in. This patient has a no acute distress. Weight is 150 pounds. Blood pressure is 120 over 78. Pulse 78 per minute. Pulse ox 95%. Temperature 97.4, BMI 27. She is right-handed. She does not smoke or drink. 2-hour postprandial blood sugar is 119, which is very good for this diabetic. Head nomocephalic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. JVP not distended. Lungs are clear. Heart is 1:2, irregular sensation, extremities no edema. Patient is also requesting a B12 injection, period. Assessment. Generalized anxiety disorder, chronic depression, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and type 2 diabetes mellitus. Plan. I did fax a prescription for lorazepam, 1 milligram dispense 60, 1 POBID with 1 refill in 30 days. And did give her a handwritten prescription for Wellbutrin, 75 milligram dispense 90, 1 PO daily with 0 refills. She will continue all her other medications as before. She may get B12, 1 CCIM. I did ask her to return to the office in 2 months for a refill of her lorazepam, period. I did review lab results with patients in November when she came in with symptoms of UTI. She had a urine analysis and urine culture. The culture did not grow anything. The CMP did show a blood sugar of 139, and CBC was normal. Thyroid TSH was normal. A1C was 5.9, which is very good for her. So continue her current diet and current medications.